Hi friends, welcome back to the Sowing the Seeds podcast with your host, Mia Jules. This is episode 9. It has been 9 weeks since I started the podcast, and it's absolutely insane. I can't even believe how many episodes are already out. Like, some people can say that 9 episodes isn't a lot, but it is a lot, and a lot of time, effort, and thought goes into them each week. So I'm just so excited for what's to come, and I was so excited for the episodes that already came out, and it seems like a lot of people are enjoying them, so I'm really excited. Well, without further ado, let's just hop right into it. So this week is the power in prayer. When heaven moves at the sound of your voice, prayer doesn't just reach God's ears, it moves his heart. You know, we say prayer has become one of those things we say we believe in most, but we don't live like we do believe it, like we believe in it, you know? We say, oh, I'll be praying for you, or I'll be praying over that, and then we forget or only pray when things get bad. Like, it's our last resort instead of prayer being our first move. Like, what if prayer wasn't meant to be an emergency option? You know, what if it was meant to be the steering wheel, not the spare tire, you know? It should never be our last resort, but sometimes we make it that way. There's moments when prayer is like the only thing holding us together. Like, you couldn't fix the situation or, you know, talk your way out of it. Like, distractions didn't help enough to make the issue disappear. So then we go to prayer. In those moments, though, like, I don't have the perfect words or, like, ways to express. Every time I go to God, like, it's either, you know, groans or tears, or sometimes it's like, God, please, or help me understand. But then there's obviously other times where I'm like, I see where you're going, God. I thank you for the direction you're heading, because it's so important to pray in all moments, in the good, in the bad, in the uncertainty, in the unknown, you know, in the solitude, everything. It's so, so good to pray in every moment and aspect of your life. And I've only learned that, like, more recently, because obviously in the past, there were so many times where I would go to God only when things got bad, and the other times I would just, you know, resort to myself and trying to figure out myself. But truthfully, God is the one in control, and, you know, it's better to just resort to prayer immediately than trying to fix the situation yourself, because God has so much more control than we ever will, you know, because praying isn't about, you know, having a perfect prayer. Like, it's about having an honest heart, and it's a vulnerable and raw and real conversation with God. Like, it's serious, and it should be the first thing we resort to in situations. I mean, we're talking about someone who knows everything about us. Like, he knows our thoughts, our mistakes, our fears, but he still wants to hear from us, you know? And it's wild. It's so wild, isn't it? Like, he knows everything, but he still would rather you explain how you're feeling. He wants you to come to him. Like, that's the whole point of the relationship. Like, that is the entire, like, core of your relationship, is you being like, God, I give you this, and this is how I'm feeling, and this is the situation, and just, like, being vulnerable with him. Like, that is huge. It's so wild to me that he still wants to hear how you're feeling about the situation, even though he knows every aspect of it. Prayer is war. Prayer is surrender, it's relationship, it's connection. We aren't just talking out loud, like, by ourselves. We're not just talking to the ceiling. We're entering the room with the creator of the universe, and we're giving him the reins. Like, we're asking him for help, we're asking him for clarity, or, you know, a better understanding. Like, this is the whole part of prayer. Like, this is why it should be the first resort, because we give him our troubles and our issues, and okay, all the time he doesn't have an answer, and that's okay, because sometimes the silence or the unknown is the answer to the situation or problem that we're having. prayer changes things, but it mostly changes us. And the Bible is full of stories of prayer, of, you know, of moving the impossible. Like, Hannah prayed for a son. God gave her Samuel, you know. Daniel prayed boldly, even when it meant facing lions. Jesus himself prayed constantly. He prayed before the miracles, before the decisions, before the cross. He always prayed. And he is just a perfect example of how we should be, how we should be living. We should pray in every moment, in every aspect, not just when things get bad, because then we're treating not only our prayer as a last resort, but we're treating God as a last resort. I mean, if Jesus needed to pray, how much more do we need to pray? I feel like that's such a good question. James 5:16 says, "The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective." Like, guys, your whispered prayer carries weight, whether you think it does or not, whether you think he's working or not, it carries weight. You know, it's not empty words or a ritual. It's power. It's powerful. Like, but here's where I think we get stuck. You know, we make prayer a desperate thing. But what would happen if we made it a daily thing instead of desperate? What would happen if we made it daily? If we just talked to God unfiltered and raw, like we do our best friends, but also honoring him like a king that he is, if we prayed his words right back to him, knowing that his promises will never come back empty. Like, maybe you've been praying over something or for something for weeks, for months, maybe even years, you know, and it feels silent. It feels silent. It feels like there has been no answer or no solution. And I get that. I've been there. Silence doesn't mean absence, though. And delay doesn't mean denial. Sometimes the miracle isn't what you're praying for. You know, sometimes it's the closeness you build within the waiting period with God. I'm going to say that one more time. The miracle isn't what you're praying for sometimes, but instead, it's the closeness you build within that waiting period that God has you in. So what I'm saying is, you should never stop praying just because there's a delay or just because it feels like there's silence. Like, don't stop praying. You know, don't stop. Keep praying. Keep knocking. Keep seeking. Because prayer isn't small talk. It's a battle strategy. It's a love language. It's a lifeline. And the more we pray, the more we'll see. You know, not just see God, but see what he can do. See who he is at the end of the day. Prayer moves mountains. Prayer is power. And it moves hearts. It moves them in general, but it also moves them closer to him. Because, you know, sometimes the miracle isn't what you were praying for. But sometimes it's the closeness you build within the waiting period. And I think that carries so much weight. And I think that is comfort. I think that saying, that those words, you can find comfort in, because it's true. Like, guys, when you pray, you are not speaking into the air. You are speaking into eternity. Your words are rising. They're reaching the throne. They're reaching heaven and the God who made the stars bends low to listen, to understand, to take in everything that you are praying over or for. Prayer is not perfect words. It's surrender. It's a secret, sacred place where fear loses the grip and faith finds breath and takes flight. It has wings, it takes flight. And when we choose to pray, you're choosing to invite God into the impossible so he can show you that with him, anything is possible. So don't stop praying. Don't let unanswered seasons make you think that he's not listening. Every prayer sown in faith is a seed. And in God's timing, that seed will bloom. You are not here by accident. You're not hearing this message by accident. This message is for you. This message is spoken by me, but through God. So if this is something you've been struggling with, you are meant to hear this on purpose. And God hears you. God is listening. God is waiting for that prayer. And God wants you to make it a daily thing, not a last resort, not desperate, but he wants you to just come to him with everything. Just lay it out all on the table and just pray. Knock and seek. Thank you so much for listening to episode 9. I hope you enjoyed and I hope it was helpful. If this made you think of someone, send it to them. Or if this is something you've been struggling with, this is a purposeful, intentional episode, and God is speaking to you directly through this. And I hope that this could help in any way, shape, or form. I will see you guys next week. Bye-bye.